Hey, my name is Brennan Myers, and welcome to the Create You Experience, where we ignite your breakthrough, create your experience, and bring your vision to life.
I can't sit around and wait till it goes right, cause I've been hopping over obstacles my whole life. I got a vision and I know it's about to take flight. I'm dedicated to growth, I keep my mind right. I fell down, got up, I'm unbreakable. Anything in my way, I'ma break through. Lights, camera, action, take two. Can't worry about what they do, you gotta create you.
Hey yo, welcome back to the Create You Experience, where we ignite your breakthrough and bring your vision to life. It's your boy, Brendan Myers. And today we're just going to be shooting the shit. And when we shoot the shit, we get deep. We get deep about something. And before we do get started, I got to do this. I got to. I don't know if you know this, but I'm the CEO of My Coach AI, and that is our official sponsor. So here we go. I got to do it. I got to give it to you. Our official partner of the Great You Experience, MyCoachAI.com. Are you a coach or trainer struggling with using WhatsApp for your group messaging, text message for one-on-one client communication, email for check-ins, workout programs on a software like Trainerize, TrueCoach, or even Google Sheets, Kajabi as a resource center, Google Drive to store all of your content, and running into the problem of too many systems or a lack of quality with the experience you're providing your clients? Well, luckily for you, MyCoachAI.com is smarter, faster, and just simply genius. One platform that consolidates all the systems using streamlined communication and automation to simplify your coaching, to provide a better experience for your clients, and a place for you to start and or scale your business by working on your business rather than in your business. If this sounds like the one-stop shop platform for you, then go to mycoachai.com to learn more. Now back to the podcast. All right, shooting the shit. Here we are, you and I. You can't go anywhere because, well, we're shooting the shit. So I've had a very interesting life. I will say that. And I was talking to my mom a couple nights ago, and I was talking about how my life has just been a fairy tale. Like the first 4 years of my 20s were an absolute fairy tale, and really 5 years. I had this convertible Corvette Blaze. I don't know if you guys remember this, but Blaze, my Corvette, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25 years old. I was living in Santa Monica, California. It just making a lot of money, helping a lot of people, going viral on social media. It was all strategized, by the way. It wasn't just like, oh yeah, hey, I'm going to post this and I hope somebody watches it. No, I did a couple things, and one day I'll talk about it in a book. But yeah, I lived in a fairy tale, making a lot of money. I could buy anything that I wanted to. I could eat anywhere that I wanted to, and that's what I did. I just was eating all the food because I'm a foodie. I don't know if you know that, but I love food. I used to say, if you eat right, you feel right. But also I used to say, it's meal time. And the reason why I would say all this stuff is because I love food. Oh my gosh, I love food. I'm even thinking about it right now. My God. By the way, I'm recording this from Argentina. Yeah, I don't really live anywhere. I live in Argentina right now. This is my choice. But yeah, anyways, fairy tale. I was talking to my mom, fairy tailing it up. And I was like, Ma, I really feel now, I'm 31 years old, like a grown ass man. I'm a grown man. And she's like, well, you know, Brennan, don't you feel like you're not at home and wherever you're going, you don't really know. I pray that you're able to find that place, Brendan. And then I told her, I said, Ma, I'm a grown man, 31 years old, and I feel at home everywhere I go. And it's really cool to say that because, as we know, as you age, things happen health-wise, mentally, physically, relationships, business, all the things. And if we're not grounded, if we're not happy with ourselves, if we're not understanding of ourselves, life can get pretty confusing as the the years pass by. People get married around you. People are making money around you. They're investing. They're doing this and that. And we can really find ourselves to be pointing at the other people and be like, oh, well, why am I not like this? Why am I not doing this? Anyways, fairy tale. I was telling her, you know, I'm really, really content with where I am right now. And this fairy tale that I was living, just with social media, getting hundreds of thousands of views per every post and every piece of content that I released, getting the comments coming from everywhere around the world, traveling, going to Kazakhstan, being this calisthenics guru guy that people love to watch based off of from what I heard and what I was watching, riding my little boosted board and creating vlogs every single day, every other day, having a girlfriend, living together with this girl. Like I said, making money, having a team, having a little office. The office, by the way, guys, if you don't know, the office back in the day was a little room inside of, like, in Santa Monica, California, cost me $2,500. $2,500. Freaking insane. I can't even believe that. That's what I'm saying is I always invested in either food or my business. Always. When I had Cala Aesthetics, when I had All Core Society, which failed, by the way, when I had the apparel, all the things, the programs, Be Cut Fit, I always invested in myself. It was like, you know, I am not going to invest in anything but myself. I cannot think or imagine going and putting money into a condo or putting money into a smaller business around me that maybe a friend opened up. Or I just couldn't imagine it because I was felt so far removed from what I wanted to create. Like my dreams, my goals are so big. And so anyways, this fairy tale of this life with the money coming in and the nice car, the beautiful girlfriend, the dog, I had a dog at one point, filming videos, just, it's not really real life. I didn't feel like it was real life. I was in the moment. For 5 years, my life went by with a blink of an eye. One day, I was traveling around, going to even Israel and hosting an event with a ton of people on the beach. And I don't know if you guys remember that photo. And then the next, I was waking up grasping for air on the floor of my parents' house in Florida, having lost everything, losing a ton of money every single month. Lost 40 pounds. Crazy. And then speeding through that time, that fairy tale, it was living in Colorado. I moved back to California, and then I moved to Colorado, and I was building businesses with other people, which is really, really a cool experience. I wouldn't really call myself a CEO back then, but I was a partner in a lot of different businesses, of which some were really successful, others weren't as successful at all. And it was just such a great experience. And now I'm 31 years old, I'm sitting here. I got my little office here in Argentina. I speak a different language. Hello. What the freak? I speak a freaking different language, peeps. That is nuts to me. Come on. You can't... can't write this script any other way. I own software and I'm a true CEO now. True CEO through and through. And I love it. I love my position in my company. I love supporting people. I love being the founder of a powerful, powerful software. And I went from living a fairy tale to enjoying every bit of my life truly, deep down. Before I was kind of enjoying my life. I would tell myself superficially, externally, I'm enjoying my life. But now things have just changed. Now it's just so, because I understand myself so much, I enjoy the process so much more. Because I'm doing the things that I really enjoy. There's no mistake with what I'm doing. Back then, I was figuring it. I was like, oh, I kind of like this. I think maybe, yeah, I do like this. And then I would do it. And then I would see other people and I'd feel like, oh, well, I need to do that if they're doing it. And I just, right now in this moment, I'm feeling the anxiety a little bit. I'm like, ooh, maybe this wasn't the life that I wanted to live. Maybe it wasn't all dandy and all that. I don't know. Again, we're just shooting the shit. I'm going to take a big gulp of water. Give me a second. So this fairy tale, peeps, this fairy tale, I don't know where you're living and what you're doing, your business. Maybe you're struggling health-wise. Maybe you're winning every moment of every single day. But look, fairy tales do exist. They are real. And the reason why they are real, fairy tales are real. It's funny. The reason why fairy tales exist, because we just simply don't know ourselves. And in the moments, we don't own what we're actually living. How can you own something if you don't? And what I mean by own, represent something internally, deeply, if you don't really know yourself, if you don't know about like the definition of what you're even owning. I told one of our client success directors, or our client success director for my coach, a couple days ago, I said, look, how can you, if we're going to explain a video, how can you expect a coach to understand the video if we aren't clearly defining what the video is about before we even shoot it, before we even create it? It's the same thing with building a proposito. What do you say it in English? This is bad. Your purpose. Like trying to find your purpose. How can we even have a purpose if we don't know the definition of purpose yet? And so that's where I come from when I think about fairy tale. It's like, well, what is a fairy tale? One, define that. But really, define yourself so that you can witness what is going on in your life as someone that truly understands the definition of yourself. Like, who are you, dude? Or dudette? Who are you? Why are you existing? Do you know why you're existing? Do you know where you want to go? It's okay. It really is if you don't know where you want to go. But knowing yourself, not knowing yourself actually, is not okay. To me, in my mind, that is just not okay. How can we sit here and be listening to a podcast? And obviously we're working on ourselves, but I have a definition of who we are. And here's the interesting thing. People talk about online, and I don't know if I fully agree with this, but they say it takes time to learn about yourself. I agree. I do agree, but also it's innate to us. It's just innate to us. That's like going to Sony and Sony saying, hey, give us a few moments or a week to get back to you from a support standpoint so we can let you know what this camera does internally. Like, no, you're Sony. You built it. You have SOPs. You have things written. You have packages or packets that explain the camera. Like, no, just tell me now. Like, might take you a few moments, right? So I don't know if I really, really agree with people that say, oh, it takes a lot of time to learn about yourself. I think that's overcomplicating it. Why can't we simply just say, I know who I am based off of intuition and just work on the intuition part so we can get closer to knowing who we are. Because the more we are intuitive, the more that we can recognize who we are. Does that make sense? So I think we overcomplicate things. Okay, what is this feeling that's coming up for me? Oh, that's my intuition. All right, well, why is this? Oh, it's because I like this. Cool. Sweet. I think what we do more than anything is we create the fairy tale. Like, for real. We create the fairy tale because we're afraid of the real shit in life. So, for instance, if you are having a health issue, I'm somebody that I usually run the other way. I'm like, I'm not going to go to the doctor. I'll go later. That's like life or death, people. And we play around with our life. Like, it's, we create the fairy tale. We create this shit so often. And because we create all this stuff, this resistance to life and all this stuff, it really, really affects how we show up day to day. And then it complicates our lives. We are so used to running the other way when we are faced with problems, running the other way when our intuition is saying something, running the other way, running the other way, running the other way, that we are so far away from who we actually are, and we live in a fairy tale. We live in a land that isn't even what we want to be living in or isn't even ours. It's superficial. It's what we see on the internet, so we're going to live it. Like, guys, the fucking Corvette. Let me tell you about this fucking Corvette. The Corvette is, like, whatever. It's whatever. I loved that car. I loved it. But when I think about it now, when I feel to my core right now, that's not who I am right now. It's just not. Like, putting the convertible down and riding, and it's beautiful. It's amazing, but I wasn't fully doing it for me. It was nice, but I didn't feel like I was fully doing it for me. And guys and girls, let me tell you what it feels like now to live such a real life. Again, I live in Argentina, peeps. I don't live I don't live any way that I used to. Well, I would say I do some of the same things, same tendencies, but I really live for me in my frame so that I can be a better CEO, for example. Like, I'm still going vertically in what I love, my passion, health and wellness. I love fitness. I love health and wellness. I love progression. I love psychology. I love all these things that are about progression. Life. Hashtag life. How's that life, boy? But yeah, this fairy tale life that you may be living, let's cut the bullshit. Who's going to finally tell you to just cut the bullshit? Come on now. Come on. Like, relationships, dating somebody, doing this, doing that. I know it's hard. It's not easy. Life is not easy. And making choices are not easy. Standing by how you feel is not easy. It's very uncomfortable because the majority of people don't do it. If the majority of people did it, like, you know, you've heard of herd immunity. It's kind of like that. If the herd went and all jumped from one cliff to the other and they all survived, you would jump without even thinking about it, and that would be it. And so what do? We all live a fairy tale land. In a fairy tale land, well, not all of us, but the majority of us. Let's be real here, guys. Let's be real. The majority of people live in a fairy tale. They tell themselves that they're living a certain way and that this is okay and that's okay. But it's all information from the outside. It's not even them. It's not even ourselves. Jeez. Freaking fairy tale. By the way, I'm very, very scatterbrained. Like, one thing hits me. I guess people call it ADHD. I don't really care. I live how I want to live. I call myself just normal, my own normal. Aren't we all kind of freaking weird in some way, shape, or form? No? Yes? Sheesh. By the way, let me know. Like, send me an Instagram DM or something. If you like these type of podcasts, please. I do enjoy doing solo potties. The potty pod. I do. In this little fairy tale land that we're all living. No. No, but seriously, I don't feel like I live in a fairy tale. I don't like something fake at all. I love where I am in life. Speaking Spanish and doing the things that I'm doing now are so powerful. I feel so powerful. I feel alive every day when I wake up. I'm like, yo, I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be. And I trust my gut a lot. Really, always. Very, very small percent that I don't. I think about the decisions that I make as, would I die for this in this moment? And then I'm like, yeah, well, obviously. And then boom, I trust my gut and I go with it. Even if it's stupid, it's like, Brennan, what are you doing, dude? Why would you do that? I don't know. My gut tells me to do it, so I'm going to do it. And it fares every single time for me. It's in my favor. That's why I say life is in my favor always. So yeah, the Blaze and the Corvette and all these different things, they're all freaking cool. But you know what's really, really cool? I believe this one big time, is living a life for you. For you. And it's that simple. Don't live in a fairy tale land. Live in your land, in the land that you want to create for yourself, for your future. And then what happens. Then all your temas, your goals, and the things that you want to achieve, they become more clear and a lot easier to achieve. Because it's just a journey. And a lot of goals, for instance, me. People ask me, hey, how much money do you want to make? I'm like, I don't know. I just really, really enjoy what I'm doing. I'm like, hey, how often are you working? Like, how many hours? And I'm like, I freaking work a lot. Well, why do you work so much? Because I love it. That's it. Well, are you trying to work for money? And I'm like, no. I'm working for me. I'm working for my purpose. And my purpose is to support people. So technically, I'm working for other people as well. And so this is the power of living for ourselves, is that in turn we really support other people as well. It's so powerful what we can do just by simply owning who we are and the things that we want and living in this reality, the reality that we created, not that other people created. Look, your mom and dad are going to tell you things. Your friends are going to tell you things. Coworkers are going to tell you things. Social media are going to tell you things. But what's going to tell you the most is you. Straight up. Straight up. G. Ha. We can also create a rap if you want to. So yeah, this is me, ladies and gents. The B. Myers. This is who I am, really. And really, I've always been myself on social media. And actually, social media is one of those things, I don't love it. I don't love posting on Instagram at all, actually. I'd prefer just to talk to y'all like this, just one-on-one. And I have a lot of information to give. I have learned so, so much over the years. I've been, quote-unquote, a CEO for 10 years. Realistically, I've been a CEO for 3 years, like at a high level, or 2.5 years at a high level. And I know a lot. I've learned a lot, and I'm able to provide a lot through what I've learned. And I'm not only going to teach you guys here on this podcast what I've learned, not even teach you, but share with you, but I'm also going to start doing it in Spanish more and more and more. Puedo hablar mucho en español. Es muchas cosas que quiero compartir con vos. Y a veces no puedo explicar todo, pero hay muchas cosas que puedo compartir con vos en español. Mi historia muy, muy interesante. And I don't know if you can understand any of the things that I'm saying, but the things that I can share are pretty awesome in Spanish. And now that I can speak it and I have enough words to be able to share stories and know how to support you in business and do these type of things. I want to do that as well. So again, this is all me living like really for me, and in turn supporting people. And there's no fairy tale here. It's interesting how I said at the beginning of this, I was like, yo, we're going to freaking dive deep somehow. We're going to say some shit, and then it's going to open up the doors for an awesome freaking podcast, and we're going to do this. Look, I'm going to wrap this up because we don't need to spend a ton of time here together. We can other days. Today, it's going to be short and sweet. Hopefully, you enjoy. But look, this is my suggestion for you. Cut the shit. Stand for yourself. Stop living the fairy tale. It really comes down to choosing. Choose what you want in your life, and life will deliver for you. There's not too much involved with this. And when you can learn more about yourself, it will open up the gates to learning about your future, which in reality, you don't need to learn about your future right now. Just focus on you right now. Focus on the present moment, and then the future will open up for you the way that you want. So that's pretty much it. Look, I don't really have much else to tell you. Just, I follow my intuition for these solo episodes. I really hope that this, I don't know, ignited your breakthrough and brought your vision to life in some way, shape, or form, or supported you. If you do like these podcasts, please put it into a review on Spotify. I've noticed that Spotify does a really good job with making the links very adaptable to all phones. So I started sharing to Spotify instead of Apple. We have like 1,000 reviews on Apple, which is awesome. And yeah, if you can give a review, even send me a DM, I'd really, really appreciate that. This is the Create You Experience, where we ignite your breakthrough and bring your vision to life. It's your boy, B. Myers. Suerte. Que tengas un buen día. And if you ever need anything, don't call me. No, I'm kidding. Call me. I'm here. Appreciate you. And we'll see you on the next one. Peace.
I got a vision and I know it's about to take flight. I'm dedicated to growth. I keep my mind right. I fell down, got up. I'm unbreakable. Anything in my way, I'ma break through. Lights, camera, action, take two. Can't worry about what they do. You gotta create you.